Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The third baseman, Hugh Yancey. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Reichardt. Buford reaches second base with a double. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to third. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yancey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hugh Yancey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yancey hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Allen reaches second base with a double. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yancey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Echi Barron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Hugh Yancey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yancey is 0-for-1 in the game. Yancey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yancey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yancey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yancey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reichardt, who is chasing the ball. Baylor reaches third base with a triple. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hugh Yancey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yancey is 0 for 2 in the game. Yancey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yancey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 2 in the game. Echeverrin hits a line drive towards right. Williams chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Williams. Powell moves to third. Echeverrin moves to second. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNally strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-3 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann bunts towards the mound. McNally fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andrews moves to second. Jorge Horta pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andrews moves to third. Horta moves to second. Luis Alvarado pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Cy Acosta now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-3 in the game. Echeverrin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hugh Yancey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yancey is 0-for-3 in the game. Yancey hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Allen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.